when we're looking for happiness in the world, we want a happiness that doesn't cause any problems for anyone. And most of the happiness in the world, though, is one side gains, the other side loses. If you gain status, somebody else may be losing status. You gain wealth, someone else loses wealth. Or so they gain, and it's your loss. So if you look for happiness in that way, there's always a drawback someplace. It always has a shadow. But the goodness that comes from being generous, it comes from being virtuous, it comes from developing the mind. That doesn't have a shadow at all. It's bright all around. In other words, you gain, other people gain too. When you're generous, the mind gains a lot in terms of its own inner well-being. And as for the people who are beneficiaries of generosity, of course, they gain too. And it doesn't have to be just material things. When you give your forgiveness, you give your knowledge, you give your time, you benefit, other people benefit as well. The same with the precepts. You abstain from any kind of harm, because the people around you don't have to be subject to your misbehavior. They benefit, and of course you benefit in developing qualities of mindfulness, alertness, and restraint. And the same, with meditation. The practice of mindfulness, the practice of alertness, like we're doing right now, that's an opportunity to let go of your greed, let go of your aversion, let go of your delusion. And the more you can let go of these things, the happier your own mind is, and the happier the people around you are going to be as well. They don't have to be the victims of your greed or your aversion or your delusion. So if you're looking for a happiness that doesn't have any drawbacks, this is where you look. This is the skill of happiness. This is why this series of skills has been passed on for so many, more than 2,500 years now. It's because it's a happiness that doesn't have any boundaries. It's a happiness that we can spread around easily without any sense of hypocrisy, without any sense of denial. Because there's nobody that's being harmed by this kind of happiness. And that kind of happiness is hard to find in the world. So try to develop it as much as you can.